Okay, so I want to start a new element, a new aspect of the sugya, real estate, is a rentals. The relationship between the landlord and the tenant in rentals. So the first share, the today's share, we're going to talk is primarily more in the lumdus, in the fundamental understanding of it, more than the... It's a little distracting, actually. Let me just put this aside. Okay. So we're going to talk about the lumdus more than the... we'll talk about the lumdus more than we'll talk about the actual halacha lemaisa, even though there's a lot of halacha lemaisa examples of this as well. There's some copies behind you. So the main question that we're going to try to deal with and bring proofs back and forth and try to have rayas about is going to be, when you have a landlord and a tenant, who is the primary owner? And who has more zchus in the karka? Is it the landlord or is it the tenant? We could put it like this. What's the pshat when you rent something? Is the pshat that you bought it for the time of the rental? So let's say it's a 6-month lease. So you bought the use for 6 months. You bought the house for 6 months. It's just going to go back to the other person. But during the time of the lease, you're the owner. It's more like he sold it to you, for a time. So that's more what it's like. It's more considered that the landlord is a seller and the tenant is like the buyer. And the tenant, he bought the property for 6 months. And during the time of the lease, he's basically it. Or, no, the halacha is that it's really considered entirely the relationship between the tenant and the landlord. It's the landlord's house. Everything's about the landlord. And he gave permission for the other guy to use it. But nothing changed, and it's really still in his jurisdiction completely. Okay? Now, there's still a few places where this could come up as a suffix, as a nafkamina. One of the places is if there's a suffix, if there's a question about something about the rental. So the halacha is, whenever there's a question about a rental, about anything in Mamanis, you always go by the muchzak. You always go by whoever's possession, the item you're fighting about is, right? So if someone did, let's say, for example, even, someone did work for me. He claims that we made up, it was $100. I say, no, it was $80. It's a suffix. Since I'm in the possession of the money, he has to prove that I owe him the 100. Otherwise, I could get away with paying him the 80. Because I'm moitzi mechavel of a raya. It goes by the muhsak. So if you have a question about rental, who's the muhsak on the property? Whose possession is the property in? Is it in the possession of the landlord or in the possession of the tenant? Perhaps that's enough nafkamina. And I want to get into another nafkamina first, though. You could turn that knob, the top one. Huh? Okay, so I want to go to a nafkamina that there is a yesoid in Chazal. The Chazal says, Schiris liyoyme memkro. Schiris, rental, is like a sale. For example, Taisa says, what does that mean? It's very limited, but there is such a statement in Chazal. Schiris, a rental, liyoyme memkro. It's like selling it for the day. So Taisus in the Zohar says, what's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is, you know that there's a concept, you're not allowed to charge someone more than a sixth of the value, but that does not apply to sales of real estate. There's an exemption on that when it comes to sales of real estate. So Taisus says, who are din? There got to be rentals of real estate. But if it would be a rental of a car, it would be guided by the din of Aina. So in other words, a rental is like a sale in terms of charging Ona. You're liable on Ona. Okay. So there's a Gemara over here. By Karka not, by Metaplin, yes. In other words, it will be subject to the laws of Ona. So there's a Gemara over here at the very, very last Gemara in the eighth parak above Matziah. The Gemara says like this, the Mishnah. Hamaskir bais chaver v'nafal. If you rented out a house to your friend and it fell down, chayv lahamid lebais. You have to give him a new one. So you made up, you rented out a house, and now the house got damaged in a point to a point that the Shulchan Aruch says is no longer livable. By the definition of livable, according to the Shulchan Aruch, is that the ceiling collapsed to the point of less than 10 tefachim. That means if the ceiling collapsed to 11 tefachim, it's still considered livable. 11 tefachim is the size of this table. That's the Gemara says. Right, right. 10 tefachim is considered a reshus, so you can apparently you can live in that. So, but al kaponim, if it collapsed, you have to give him a new house. You made up to give him a house, you got him a new one. It says the Gemara, hechi dami, e da'amr loy bayis zeh, if the deal was bayis zeh, nafal azalei, he should lose. Why should you give him a new one? You made up to give him this house, and now the house is not there, so you're off the hook. E da'amr loy bayis stam, if you just said, I'll give you a house. So I don't know where in today's society or reality that could happen. Maybe like in a condo or something like that. Or they're all the same units or something like that.
You see that in offices. You have to pass your
where?
It's a very common language in offices. You have spaces that are common or similar.
Right, right. Okay. So by istam, you can have that, let's say, like in a vacation, like a tile rental. Huh? No. So if the original arrangement was bayis stam, so then if the bayis that you had, you said, your contract was bayis stam, I'm going for Pesach in your house. Then I show up and I'm about to buy my stuff. Then this is going to be yours. And then lightning strikes and you finish. No more house. Give me another one. Because you didn't tell me. We didn't talk about this one. I didn't know the address. The point was not the address, right? So bayis stam, then amai lo yasenu, amai. So then, but Al Kaponim, the Gemara basically says that it's talking about that the only time that Chayv Lahamid Loi is by Bayis Stam, not by Bayis Zeh. Okay, so let's just get the halacha clear. If you made up with someone a regular rental on a Bayis Zeh, And you get to the house and it's not livable. Something happened, you have to give him a new house. I'm sorry, you do not have to give him a new house. Again, by Zeh, you do not have to give him a new house. Okay, fine, because that was the arrangement. Everyone's off the hook. What happens if he prepaid already? Or even if he didn't prepay? What does the Gemara mean that you don't have to give him a new house? So look at this, in the booklet, there's a ritva. So Tzvah is amazing. Hechi dami. I da'amar le bayis zeh nafal azdalei. Says the Tzvah pirish. V'loy amrinan baha. Im yesh b'dam avlika chalisko k'damrin gamei chamor. Okay, etc. V'das Rabbeinu. Where it's underlined. V'das Rabbeinu. My Rebbe, the Ra'ah. The Rebbe of the Tzvah is the Ra'ah. So he says, Hada amrinan nafal azdalei. This halacha that if you said, I'm renting you this house, and it falls down, you do not have to give him a new house. Legabe amrinan. It means that the landlord is off the hook. V'chayv hasoicher lefroya haschirus. V'av apish adayin lenasan. The buyer, the tenant, has to pay the entire money of the lease. It means he never lived there, and he didn't pay. He's got to pay. Because we made up this house. Once I make up with you, it's this house. It's your house for the year. Whatever happens, happens. You got to give me your money. It's like if you bought a house, and then by the time you show, after you're in the lawyer's office, you sign all the contract, you sign all the papers, and then the kinyan is done. You go to the house, bam, poof, lightning strikes. You have to pay. Who cares, right? So he says a rental is the same thing. This is the shita of the ra'ah, which is an unbelievable shita, right? He views rental as literally a sale for the time period of the rental, to the degree that if you made a kinyan on the sale on the rental and the house goes bust, the tenant still has to pay for the duration of the term, which I don't think would go over so well. To most people.
Is there such a thing as buyers remorse?
Yeah, but that's only if the problem existed originally. Not like it happens later. You can't remorse after bus happens later. It's got to be, if there was a problem with the house that you didn't know about, maybe, but not that it came later. Doesn't go by that. So Aval HaRamban Kasav, but the Ritva brings down from the Ramban, no, Nafal Azdalay, that if it fell down, then the landlord doesn't have to give a new house to the tenant, but the tenant doesn't have to pay for it either. Right? Okay, so so the Ramban says that. Okay, so the Ramban says that. Sorry, just make sure this is working. Okay, yes. Yeah, so the Ramban says that it's true that the landlord doesn't have to give a new house to the tenant because they made up this house and it's not here anymore. But the tenant doesn't have to pay for the house that he never lived in. Okay? Why? So there's a major, major machlokes here. You made a kinyan on a rental and then the rental is not available anymore. It's not out there. The Mishnah says, the Gemara says clearly that the landlord is not obligated to find you a new house. Done. Landlord could have 10 other houses in the neighborhood. He doesn't have to find you a new house. You made up this house. But the question is, does a tenant have to pay? The Ra'ah holds a tenant has to pay. The Ramban says the tenant does not have to pay. What are they arguing about? What's the fundamental principle behind their argument? Right? So if you look in the Kovitz Ha'aris, I don't know exactly where that is in the booklet. Next, after the 12?
Yes.
Yeah. Kovitz Ha'aris is Rav Chanan Wasserman. So Bochanan, in the circled paragraph on the left side that says Gimel, he says, he brings down this Ritva, Soif Perek HaShoyel, Adkan, until he brings down the Ritva word for word, Adkan LaShoyel. Okay? Which, and then I start underlining again. So the last section in the second column there. Okay, Divri Aramban refers to Rambam, Perekei Mischirus. The Rambam seems to paskin like the Ramban that you do not have to pay. Avo B'tshuvas Maimini, let's say from Mishpatim, but the Hagayis Maimini brings from Rabbeinu Shimshon like they're all. So this is already a documented argument. So he makes a machlekes here. The last word is on the next page. I don't know if it's copied. So he makes a machlekes, the Ra'ah and the Ramban, about what is the nature of paying for a rental. The Ra'ah holds that paying for a rental is that you bought something for the time of the term. You bought it for the term. And your payment is for the payment that the payment is for the kinyan that you have in it for the term. So if you got your kinyan, you got your kinyan, you got to pay. The fact that you never actually utilized it is your problem. And therefore the landlord, the tenant has to pay for it. The Ramban says, no, I'm paying for the usage, not for the kinyan. So if I never use it, I don't have to pay. Now it's not like if I never used it because I was lazy. I never used it because it wasn't available to be used. So you didn't provide me something that I could use, so therefore I'm off the hook from paying. Okay, so this ends up being a very fundamental argument between the Ra'ah and the Ramban. Let me give you another example. Now, the other example requires a little more Ian, but I'm just going to throw it out there for example purposes. You know, there's a halacha called Kinyan Chatzar. What's Kinyan Chatzar? It means there's different ways to acquire something. One way is you pick it up, you pay for it, etc. Another way to acquire something is if it falls in your property. If something's in your property, you have the ability, it's yours automatically. You're kind of it. Okay? So the Gemara deals with the question. What happens if something from Hefker, you know, and you have a storm, and your next door neighbor's stuff blows into your property? You could have expensive stuff blowing into your property. Right? The storm blows in some bike, a bike into your property. So who gets the bike? The owner or the landlord? The landlord or the tenant? No, but it's Hefker now. And whoever's property it's in gets it. So according to the Ramban, I would say, well, the property still belongs to the landlord. You're just using the landlord's property. But the landlord, you never bought it, the property from him. You're just using his property and paying for the usage. So therefore, anything which has to do with who owns the property is still the landlord. So the landlord should be kited. But according to the Ra'ah, you bought it for 6 months. So the halacha would be that you would have to, that the tenant should get it. What? So you're saying there's a separate reason why maybe it would go to him because some shumala died to the first guy. Right. But it has to be worked out if that's enough kmina, because it's a gemara before that deals with it. But kipshuta, that should be enough kmina, maybe. Okay. There's another gevaldik enough kmina that the Rivosh brings down, the Bukhanan brings. I don't know if I copied it. How do you back out, or how does the tenant back out of a rental? Let's say after a few months, he's not interested anymore. So does he have to actually formally be machne? And they both agree. You know what? After 6 months, deal's over. Neither of us are interested in this anymore. I let you back out. Both parties are okay. So can you just be moichalit? So you know what? Fine. I don't want it anyway. You don't want it anymore. Let's walk away. Or do you maybe you have to make a new kinyan to give it back to the owner? Just like the rental requires a kinyan, maybe you need to make a new kinyan to give it back to the owner. So according to the Ra'ah, it wouldn't be just enough to say, okay, look, you don't care. I don't care. Leave. You owned it now for a year. Now you want to give it back to me after 6 months. Now we have to make a new kinyan to undo the schiras. Unbelievable. Lacha. Now shake it up. No, because maybe your own kinyan was lizman to begin with. There's such an idea of a kinyan lizman. It just expires on its own. But if in the middle of lizman you want to give it back, you have to make a new kinyan. But according to the Ramban, it was mine the whole time. It was the landlord's the whole time. You were the tenant has the right to use the landlord's thing. Now they both say, you know what? Don't use my thing anymore. Fine, so don't use it. So it nothing. So therefore, it's in the reshus of the tenant. It's just in all of the landlord the whole time. Okay, so these would be a few nafkaminas of how we understand the whole nature of rental. What? It's a machlokes between, yeah, he brings, the Bukhana brings, that the Machane Ephraim is medayik from a Ramban, that Mechila works, which works very well in the Ramban, and the Rivosh says you need a kinyan to be machane back. So the Bukhana says, it depends on these two tzadim. Now in Shulchan Aruch, we paskin, very clearly, in Simon Shin Yud Beis, I think it's Sif Yud Zion, we pass them pretty clearly that if you didn't pay, you don't have to pay. Okay? So we pass in like the Ramban, that it's kilo much more of a schus. There's another big nafkamina that Gemara deals with is, are you allowed to rent your property to a guy? A residential property. Now, we talked about in Bar Metzra that it's not a good idea, and if you ever sell your property to a guy and it damages the neighborhood, you're obligated and liable for those damages. We spoke about, and it's not good to rent out property to a guy. Fine. But if you rent out property to a guy, the Gemara brings another concern. There's a concern that maybe he's going to bring Avodah Zarah into the house. What? Yeah, that's for sure. But that could be even if you gave it to him for free. But let's say he brings Avodah Zarah into the house. So there's a pasuk in Devarim. Loisavi ta'eva el beisecha va'yisacherim kamayim. There's a loisah saying you're not allowed to bring Avodah Zarah into your house. So if you're going to rent it to the goy and he's going to bring Avodah Zarah in, is he bringing Avodah Zarah into your house? Or is he bringing Avodah Zarah into his own house? If you hold like the Ramban, so then he's bringing Avodah Zarah into your house because really it was yours the whole time. And now, even during the rental period, it's yours. But according to the Ra'ah, you sold it to him for a year. So he can bring Avodah Zarah into his own house. So these would be like different nafkaminas. Well, commercial is different because the Gemara, even in the times of the Gemara, okay, when there was Avodah Zarah was prevalent, even in the times of the Gemara said that the Goyim don't bring Avodah Zarah to the commercial areas. They only bring it into the residential. I remember there's a story. There was a the hospital near where I grew up. It was called Holy Cross Hospital. Anyway, so there was a Chashav Yid in the hospital, in one of the rooms. And he's davening Shachris in the hospital. He's sitting there, and it's sitting over there. There in the siman. So he didn't like that he was davening with that on the wall. So he went over to the wall and took it and was taking it down. And as he's taking it down, the nurse walks in. She says, "Rabbi, you can't have that." So the
there's a very big issue in the beach from the old hospitals for the babies response. Every room, which is not the whole room, is very difficult.
Right.
It was a primary hospital or something.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
What?
Right.
So Rabbi, you can't have that. So Lamaisa, that would be the question. If you're renting it out to a guy, now again, I don't think nowadays we have this question necessarily. I don't think it's so common, but that was Shailin the Gemara. Lamaisa, we seem to paskin like the Ramban, that rental is not a full ownership of the property. Rental is the right to use the other one's property. And that's why all these things, that would mean that he could be machal back to you. That would mean that if the bias falls down in the middle, the landlord is not machal to get the tenant a new house, but to the same degree, the tenant is not machal to pay the landlord. The Gemara deals with another case, not the Rishonim deal with another case, fascinating case. What happens if the landlord gets sick of the tenant? So he said, "How am I going to get rid of this guy? How can I get rid of this guy?" So he said, "I can't kick him out. He has a kinyan. And what am I going to do?" So he says, "Great idea." So he gets an aliyah on Shabbos and he says, "B'shaberach b'avur sheh," and he says, "I'm donating the entire house to the Beis HaMikdash." So now he made the house hektish. So now the guy can't live there anymore. Right? So by making the house hektish, does he have the jurisdiction over the house during the tenancy of the other person to make the house hektish? So it would depend on this shiloh. According to the Ra, he would not necessarily. He already gave it up for the year. And even if he does, maybe it's only chal later, but it can't affect at all the kinyan of the tenant. But according to the Ramban, it would affect the kinyan of the tenant. That now it could be he could still live there, but it would be complicated.
I had
a discussion. Yeah, but hektish is mafkim de shibud, maybe. It's not mafkim de, but it's only a shibud. According to Ramban, it's only like a shibud. So now is hektish kedushas dumb in mafkim de shibud? It's like a lien on the property. He has like a lien on the property to use it for his needs. But he wasn't necessarily, that's what Kinyan Schiris is. And even if you hold Kinyan Schiris Liyoyme Memkar, who it means Memkar Legabe, Aino, and other things.
Yes.
But it doesn't mean that it's actually the ownership rights are defined by Schiris, by Kinyan. Okay? So it's more like a Zchus that the tenant has to use the landlord's property, but it's still considered the landlord's property. So where's another nafkamina of this? It's a complicated sugya, but it would have been again more last year, but since it's Adar, we'll mention it this year also. So the Gemara talks about, which I brought, you should have the Gemara there. The Gemara talks about that, it starts in the Mishnah, which is on Amud Aleph. Okay. Okay, I'm sorry. I don't think I copied the Mishnah. The Gemara says like this. You rented out a property for a year, quote unquote, a year. And you said a year for $12,000, which equals $1,000 a month. That was the language of the shtar. Comes Adar, bam, there's two Adars this year. So now the landlord says, okay, look, it says in the contract, $1,000 a month. It says $1,000 a month. You're going to stay there for the second Adar. I want $13,000. And the tenant says, no, but it says $12,000 for the year. And this year, I was lucky year, 13 months this year. So I get the extra 13th month for the $12,000 that we made up. So he's saying for the $12,000, I get 12 months. I get 13 months. And the landlord is saying for the $12,000, you get 12 months. And there's no way to determine, assuming there's no way to determine from the language who's right. So what's the halacha? You hear the question? What's the halacha? So you look in the Gemara. So this, the one Gemara is, it's on Kuf Beis Amud Beis in Bava Metzia. So one Gemara says like this. Ushmuel Omar. It's like mamish smack in the middle of the page. The second word on the line. Ushmuel Omar. The case of the Mishnah says that you split it. You split the last month. So he lives there for the full month and he gives you $500. Why? It's talking about that the argument only started after 2 weeks. So he lived there for 2 weeks thinking that it's included. And then the guy comes in for the last 2 weeks and said it's not included. So whatever he lived there already, he gets. But he cannot continue to live there. And that's why you split it. So you split the month in half. That's what Shmuel holds. Shmuel says, Amar Shmuel, Amar b'ba b'emtza chodesh askinu. Avo ba b'tchilas chodesh, kulei lamaskir. If the landlord would have come and said, 12 months is 12 months, get out of here. He has the right to do that. Ba b'soif chodesh, if he only woke up after the end of the month and he lived there and the landlord and the tenant lived there, he would not be able to get any money out of it. You got it. So it depends on what happened. That's Shmuel's opinion. Okay? You go down a few lines and it says Rav Nachman Omar. Rav Nachman Omar, Karka b'chezkas ba'alel kayemes. Any dispute when it comes to karka, when it comes to a rental, we always favor the owner more than the tenant. And it's considered that he's the muchzak. So we started off saying, but any suffix of money, you always go by the muchzak. You always go by the person in whose possession it is. So a rental property in whose possession is it considered, says Rav Nachman, karka b'cheskas ba'alel. It's considered in the possession of the owner and not in the possession of the land, of the tenant. Yes. It's b'chubel karka. So therefore, it's considered, it's karka b'cheskas ba'alel. It's always going to be considered in the possession of the owner. And therefore, we favor the owner. If there's a doubt, he's the mochzuk, and we consider anything that the tenant would do is considered taking away from his mochzuk. And therefore, even if he would live there for the whole month, it wouldn't matter. The landlord would be allowed to claim the money against the tenant and say to the tenant, you got to pay me the $1,000 extra. Okay? And that's how we paskin, the halacha. We paskin like Rav Nachman, that it doesn't make a difference what happens. You can't be, and it's complicated in the lum, this is exactly what Rav Nachman, why can't we switch the tefisa, whatever. But the bottom line is that Rav Nachman says is that the any doubt when it comes to a question of money goes, a question of a rental, goes in the favor of the landlord. There's another case on the next Gemara, next page, a similar case. We have a 10-year lease. But our lawyers forgot to do one crucial element of the 10-year lease. They didn't put a date in. So we have no idea when the 10-year lease started. So the landlord says, your lease is, you already did 5 years, you only got 5 years left. The tenant says, I only did 3 years. I didn't start, I have another 7 years left. Now, here's not a question about do you get free time. No matter what, you're going to have to pay for the time you're there. But after 5 years, again, according to Rav Nachman, you'll be allowed to kick him out. Because if there's a question to the terms of the lease, we consider the possession under the landlord, not under the tenant. Okay? So these are some of the questions that would come up from this shiloh. So I said, we're going to deal with the lumdis. So basically, we're coming out of Tamachlikas. We're showing him how to look at it. It seems like the halacha is much more towards considering it a schiris, not a kinyan, and it would be in the favor of the landlord, not in the favor of the tenant. Okay? Shkar Rabbeisai. And we will, Mr. Shem, continue next week.
How does the Ra'ah deal with the Ra'ah deals with you?